sweetheart. How have you been? Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. I've been fine. Same old, same old. Anyway, the reason why I'm calling is I was wondering if you were still planning on coming here this weekend. Oh, that's too bad. There's some stuff that I wanted you to help me with around the house. Oh, that's right. He's going to community college, isn't he? Oh, that's rough. That's a hard age. Being in school, not having money, so you can't do anything or go anywhere. And on top of that, his parents are on vacation. He must be so bored. You know, that's a good idea. I'll give him a call. He might want to do some odd jobs and earn some money. All right, I've got his landline number somewhere from when I used to call his mom. Do you know if that's changed? Okay, I'll give it a shot then. Thank you for the suggestion. Some of this stuff I've been needing to get done for months now. All right, sweetie, I'll let you go. Bye. I love you. Wow. You have done an incredible job. I'm really impressed. Don't tell my son, but you are even better with your hands than he is. I can't think of anything else that needs to get fixed. All right, so we agreed on $25 an hour, and I would like to give you some kind of bonus. Just a thank you for all the work that you've done. By any chance, do you have a girlfriend or... Oh, so it's been a while? That's really hard to believe. A smart, strong, capable guy like you, good with his hands? How are you single? Sorry. I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable. But really? Oh, no, it's okay. Please. I would like you to feel comfortable around me. There's no such thing as too much information. My son and I share so much stuff with each other. So, third base then? That's as far as you've gotten? And that was a long time ago? Now, when you say that the women just lose interest, what do you mean? Like, do they ghost you? Oh no, that's too bad. Well, as I said, I would like to give you a bonus. Instead of a cash bonus, would you be okay with me showing you some techniques that would help you please a woman? As in orally. That's third base, right? Oh, I still remember my bases. Well, the best way to teach is to actually practice it yourself. I don't believe in taking notes and hearing about how to do something. You need to be hands-on. So we should both be as comfortable as possible. We'll go to my bedroom. Just gonna slip off my pants and undies. Now, what do you normally do? You don't need to do it on me, but you can tell me what you normally do. Now, when you say you just start licking, do you mean that you just start licking everywhere or what? That might be part of the problem. If you don't really know what you're doing and you're not paying attention to what you're doing and your tongue is in all the wrong places. So I'm sure you know about a woman's clit. Do you know how to find it? So here is my vulva. At the top, that's where my clit is. This area right here. Now, to begin, I think it's best when a guy teases a bit. So don't come on strong yet. You don't even have to really lick. Just be really light with your lips. And you can kind of kiss it a bit and just kiss the labia. Pussy lips. So try that. That is very nice. So yeah, some gentle kisses. It's also pretty romantic. And a lot of guys don't take a lot of time to kiss that area. But to me, that's the most intimate thing that a guy can do. So soft kisses. And then you can start licking really lightly, just kind of teasing the clit. And here, it doesn't matter how specific you're getting. You don't have to do a general spot. You can lick up and down the slit, just very lightly. Ooh, I'm a good teacher. And now this is making me crave more. So I want more. And I like that you're not giving it to me yet. That's really good. You're still teasing me. You can even take your fingers and just do feather light touches. Trace the slit with your fingertips really lightly as you lick. It really builds up anticipation. Oh, it's like tingly. And so you can also start tracing my thighs really lightly with your fingertips as well. When you're done with the teasing, what you can do is you can start focusing on the clit. Now, sometimes you need to take your fingers and you need to spread the lips open so that you can get to the clit. You can start licking it kind of slowly. Ooh, like that. Yes. Ooh, yeah. And then you can take your tongue and just start flicking it like kind of fast and kind of like you're hitting a punching bag with your tongue. Like that. And also, take your fingers. We'll start with one finger and tease my entrance. Yeah, what you think of as the pussy. Yeah. So start teasing that. Get it lubed up because I can tell I'm wet. So get your finger wet. And then you can start to slowly slide it in. And you want to make sure that you're doing it with your palm up. So you kind of bend your finger a bit. Like you're saying, come here. And yes, like that. Uh-huh. And you just move your finger in that position. The come here, come hither position. So do you feel how there's a spot that's, it's kind of ridged. That's a G spot. And yeah, you get it. So yeah, you're going to keep doing that as you lick. And when it feels like my pussy has loosened up enough, you can add another finger. So once it gets really wet, the combination of doing those two things in tandem, it's very hard to resist. You can also suck on my clit. Oh, yeah. Fuck yes. Yes. Add another finger. Yeah. Okay, no, speed up with the fingers. Like you're fucking with your fingers. Finger fuck me. Finger fuck me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now you can switch it up a bit and stick your tongue in my pussy. And just go to town. Just lick up the juices. Yes. And when you do that, you can play with my clit with your fingers. And then you can go back to my pussy with your fingers. And you can play with my clit some more with your mouth. Fuck. Yes. Yeah. Whoa. You are a good listener. And a really quick learner. Oh, fuck. yes, 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 yes. Oh my fucking god, I'm gonna come. Oh fuck, 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 fuck. Keep it up, keep it up. Go a little faster. Oh yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck yes. Oh my god. Yes. Oh. Now, in case you could not tell, I just came. You've never had a woman do that? Well, I think now you know how to recognize it. When you had your fingers in me, you felt what it felt like when I came. And now my legs were shaking. My whole body was pretty much shaking. I hope I'm not being too forward here, but you really got me extremely riled up. And I need more. I'm one of those people, I'm not a one and done kind of person. I like to have a lot of orgasms. So if it's okay with you, can we go a little bit further? Seriously, this was not planned. I'm really horny now. Right, right, you're talking about third base. You're a virgin. How about if I take the lead then? Here, I'm gonna take off your pants. Pants and underwear are gone. You should get the full experience. And take off your shirt. I'm gonna light these candles by the bed. Okay, light off. I'm gonna take off my top. Now, sex is a very special and intimate thing. Okay, it's not gonna be special every time, but I do want your first time to be special and as nice as possible. So I'm going to get on top of you, and I'm going to slide your very hard cock into my very wet pussy. That's always one of my favorite parts. Ooh, when it slides in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start slow, okay? Now, if at any time you want me to stop or go faster or anything at all, I want you to let me know, okay? This is for you, all right? So I want to make sure that this is the best experience possible. So don't be afraid to communicate with me. Okay. Your fingers are near my tits. It's okay for you to grab them. I thought that's what you wanted to do. Seriously, just do it. You don't need to ask. Just grope. Pinch my nipples. Yes. Oh, pull on them. You can suck on them a bit. Just enjoy. Ooh, you're ready for me to go faster. Okay. A man after my own heart. Yes.
Oh god. Oh yeah. So, just let me know when you're gonna come and I'll hop off, okay? You can come wherever you want. Uh, uh, Yes, 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 yes. Oh, and that's orgasm number two for me. You are very good at pleasing a woman. You should be proud. Oh, I don't think anyone is going to be ghosting you ever again. Oh, remember to let me know when you're going to come. You already did. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. It's not that. It's just, I guess when it's your first time, it's kind of hard to control it. It feels so good. It's a new experience and you just had to shoot your load. And that's okay. As I said, I want this to be a good experience for you. I can deal with that. As long as you had a good time. Oh, yeah, you definitely did shoot your load. Woo! So much is leaking out. Now, I had said that when the cock slides in, that's one of my favorite parts. One of my other favorite parts is feeling the cum leak out. Well, I didn't want you to cum in me because I'm not on birth control anymore. But oh, I miss cream pies. Sometimes I like to play with the cum inside of me a little bit, just because it makes me so sensitive. yummy. Your cum does taste really good. Give me a kiss. Since your parents are out of town, they won't know if you spend the night over here. Because I know guys at your age can come again and again and again. You probably have a very short refractory period. So I think that we're going to be having a lot more fun tonight. Here, let's cuddle. Put your head on my chest. And I'm going to give you a hand job until you're nice and hard again, which I'm sure will be very soon. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that you're having a great time. I am too. I do want you to keep this just between you and me, though. My son doesn't need to know. And I think your parents might get a little angry. Because I'm twice your age. And your best friend's mom. I'm really glad that you said yes to the bonus. Ooh, you're starting to get hard again.